Avoiding common math misconceptions. Reading numbers, place value, and arithmetic. Dyslexic students can be susceptible to ambiguities in language, so taking care to avoid these ambiguities can reduce math misconceptions. Older students may have already incorporated some of these misconceptions, so specifically addressing them can help them in higher math. Reading numbers correctly. How would you read this number? 2019. It should be read as 2019. It shouldn't be read as 2019 because it can confuse a student into thinking that 40015 is the same number as 415. Students who read numbers as if they are independent of their position in a larger number will also make place value errors. For instance, a student who recognizes that 50 and 60 represent 50 and 60 may still confuse 506 as the number 56. Other mistakes with and misunderstanding of place value can happen when a student orders a number based on its digit value instead of place value. Another example of mistakes students can make when place value is confused: basic arithmetic mistakes when carrying out multi-digit addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division. Avoid phrases like adding a zero or moving a decimal point. Confusion arises when multiplying by 10 is also described as adding a zero. Adding a zero when multiplying by 10 can produce a correct answer, but it is not a mathematically correct operation. A similar math misconception is the practice of saying move the decimal point. For dyslexic students, a better practice is to demonstrate why certain patterns result, such as why multiplying by 10 has the result that it does. Avoid saying subtraction is taking a smaller number away from a bigger number. Subtraction should also not be taught as taking away a smaller number from a bigger number, because this definition doesn't apply with multi-digit subtraction or operations involving negative numbers. Misconception: numbers get bigger when I multiply and smaller when I divide. Many mistakes with decimals arise because of the misconceptions that numbers get bigger when multiplied but smaller when divided. That principle works with natural whole numbers, of course, but doesn't with fractions or decimal fractions. Why does this happen? The word multiple has association with many or a great number, and many students' first introduction to the word multiplication comes when every example results in a greater number. A third reason why this misconception occurs is that many people define multiplication as repeated addition. If 3 times 5 equals 3 plus 3 plus 3 plus 3 plus 3, is it any surprise that dyslexic students who tend to excel at pattern formation and incidental memory may anticipate that operations involving multiplication result in bigger numbers? The way to tackle this misconception is to provide examples of when this idea is not true. For instance, in the case of fractions or negative numbers, when 8 is multiplied by 1/2, then the resulting number is 4, a smaller number. When 8 is multiplied by -2, the resulting number is -16, another smaller number. When sufficient examples are given of these conditions, checking knowledge can be done.